Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Oglavy. Batting sixth. The DH, Sixto Lescano. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mark Brouwhart. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Larry Sorensen. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The DH, Champ Summers. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tim Corcoran. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Stan Poppy. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. And now, play ball. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gibson. Yount reaches second base with a double. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. Parrish drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Thomas out. Two outs. Ben Oglavy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Sorensen covering, for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Summers reaches second base with a double. Kemp goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Brewers. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano hits a pop-up towards first. Corcoran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Brouwhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwhart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a line drive towards first. Corcoran catches it and steps on first to double up Brouwhart. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Poppy moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Corcoran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a line drive into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Money takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Summers takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens strikes out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thomas moves to third. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie takes first base on ball 4. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0 for 1 in the game. Lescano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Poppy has Thomas trapped. There's the throw to Parrish and back to Poppy, who tags Thomas for the out. Ogilvie moves to third. Lescano moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brouhard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ogilvie scores. Lescano scores. It's 4-1, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brouhard moves to second. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Poppy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0-for-1 in the game. Corcoran hits a fly ball into right field. Brouhard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Poppy hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Poppy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Summers for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Will Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0-for-2 in the game. Lescano hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Brewers. Mark Brouillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouillard is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Brouillard hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0-for-2 in the game. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount throws to second for one, and Gantner throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Corcoran moves to second. Two outs. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Poppy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Corcoran scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Brewers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Money strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-3 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gibson moves to third. Bob McClure now pitching. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gibson scores. Trammell moves to third. It's 5-3, Brewers. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Summers hits a fly ball into right field. Brouillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trammell tags and scores. One out. It's 5-4, Brewers. Bill Castro now pitching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lescano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Brouhard hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Gantner takes first base on ball 4. Lescano moves to second. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 3 in the game. Martinez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0 for 3 in the game. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Hebner pinch hits for Stan Poppy. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Castro fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Tom Brookins now playing third base. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Money takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gibson bunts towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Trammell bunts towards the mound. Castro fields it and throws to first for the out. Gibson moves to second. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Castro fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Summers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Summers reaches second base with a double. Gibson scores. It's Brewers, 5, Tigers, 5. Rick Peters pinch runs for Champ Summers. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 4 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peters scores. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 5. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.